Followed by Senator Cassidy.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Ms. Ennis, thank you for your testimony. Are you referring to the case of Nathaniel Nate Morales, who was a youth group leader at Covenant Life Church?
No, that was a separate case.
Are you familiar with that case?
Yes, I am.
So, but I just pulled this up. I didn't know anything about it before. I thought this was the one you were referring to. He was criminally convicted 2 years ago of sexually abusing three young boys between 1983 and 1991. In connection with his service at the church.
He was not an employee of the church.
One of the accusers, who I guess was vindicated in this case, is named Ms. Palmer. Do you know her?
That was another case. That's the one I was going to actually testify against her testimony.
Well, okay. She in this article, she says that the Covenant Life Church is at least partly to blame for this man's criminal predatory activities towards the children. So it looks like the church, whether it's deliberately involved in these cases or not, has become something of a clearinghouse for predatory sexual activities against children. I'll just ask you about that, I could. At least in this article, Palmer said Covenant Life Church has a longstanding reputation of burying sex abuse allegations. In fact, during Morales' trial, public defender Alan Drew drilled former pastor Grant Lehman while on the stand. Drew, quote, "Did you have an obligation to report the alleged abuse?" Lehman, "I believe so." Drew, "And you did not?" Lehman, "No, I did not."
Okay.
One dynamic that I notice in these hearings that we have is we have very powerful, specific, detailed individual recollections and testimony by victims of the abuse. And then sometimes we have people come forward like you, perfectly well-intentioned, who are standing up for an institution, and you seem to be very defensive and guarded about the institution generally, this particular church, and the point is to try to discredit all of the testimony. At least speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for any of the senators, my patience has run out for that approach to this problem. I find the evidence overwhelming and devastating that this is really happening in these cases. And if it didn't happen in your church, then all the better for you. But there are people out there who are real victims who are trying to deal with the trauma caused by child sexual predators.